Welcome to Laudes and Lattes, the podcast where we blend the world of law and business with a warm cup of information and common sense. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, attorney, real estate investor, and business owner. Each week, we'll be your go-to source for legal insights, business advice, and so much more. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an ambitious entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking guidance, we'll have you covered. From navigating the legal landscape to empowering you with valuable business strategies, we'll explore the legal side of life and enjoy a virtual latte along the way. So grab your favorite latte, get comfortable, and let's dive into Laudes and Lattes. Welcome to episode 8 of Laudes and Lattes. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan. This episode is sponsored by the Whelan Law Firm of Moberly, Missouri. Will the nursing home take my house? As an elder law attorney, I get questions every week from clients who are worried about how they are going to pay for nursing home care, either for themselves or for their parents. There are many misconceptions about this topic, so let's talk about it. The average cost of nursing home care in Missouri is around $5,400 to $6,000 per month. However, costs can vary greatly depending on factors such as location, amenities, and level of care required. The care can range from assisted living to total care to Alzheimer's and dementia-related facilities. It's advisable to check with specific facilities for the most accurate and up-to-date pricing information and level of care information. One option for paying for nursing home care is long-term care insurance. The cost of long-term care insurance varies widely, depending on several factors, including the individual's age, health coverage, amount, and specific policy features. On average, premiums can range from a few hundred dollars to a few thousand dollars per year. It's recommended to shop around and compare quotes from different insurance providers to find the best coverage options for your needs and your budget. For those of us with limited monthly income or limited savings, the cost can be prohibitive, both for nursing home care or for the cost of long-term care insurance. For those of us without sufficient resources, Medicaid is the government program that pays for nursing home care. The rules for qualifying for Medicaid to pay for nursing home care generally follow guidelines set by the federal government with some state-specific variations. Here's an overview. 1. Income limits. Your state may have income limits for Medicaid eligibility, which can vary depending on the specific Medicaid program. For nursing home care, individuals must typically have income below a certain threshold, which may change annually. 2. Asset limits. There are asset limits for Medicaid eligibility. Generally, a person in Missouri will be required to self-pay for nursing home expenses until their liquid assets are spent down to less than $5,000 per person. There are certain assets that do not count toward that $5,000 limit. Those assets are considered to be excluded assets for Medicaid purposes. So what counts as an excluded asset? First, your home, and generally the land immediately surrounding your home is also an excluded asset. This means that the value of your home does not count toward that $5,000 limit. And you are not required to sell your home in order to qualify for Medicaid nursing home benefits. You are allowed to keep one vehicle as an excluded asset, even if it's an expensive vehicle, such as a wheelchair-accessible van. The value of that vehicle does not count toward the $5,000 limit. And third, you're also allowed to keep a prepaid burial plan, and that prepaid burial plan does not count toward the $5,000 limit. If you have liquid assets, such as retirement accounts, savings accounts, or simply money in your banking account, you will have to spend that money down to $5,000 before you will qualify for Medicaid nursing home benefits. Some clients ask about their farm or their businesses. Well, depending upon your circumstances, you may be allowed to keep income-producing property and still receive Medicaid benefits. Any income received from that income-producing property, for instance, cash rent on your farmland, or any other income that you receive from that income-producing property, must be used first to pay for your nursing home care before Medicaid will kick in to pay the remainder. Remember, I said that you do not have to sell your home in order to qualify for Medicaid benefits. If you do decide to sell your home, however, any money that you receive from the equity in your home must be spent down to below that $5,000 level. Sometimes the decision to sell your home can be a difficult one. If you decide to keep the home when you go into the nursing home, you will still have expenses related to that home, such as utilities and insurance. If there are insufficient assets to pay for those ongoing expenses, or if you do not have family members that can help you with those expenses, then selling the home may be the only option that you have. I'm often asked, won't the nursing home take my home? Well, the short answer is that the nursing home cannot take your home. However, in Missouri, after you die, the state has a right to recover for any amount that you receive from Medicaid to pay for your nursing home care during your lifetime. At your death, the state of Missouri has a right to assert a lien against your probate estate. If you are married at the time of your death, that lien will not attach until after the death of the second spouse. If there is a probate estate open at your death, and if there are assets that need to be administered by the probate court at your death, then that lien will have to be paid before any remaining assets are distributed to your heirs. So, you may ask, what if there are no assets remaining to be distributed through a probate estate? Well, the state of Missouri has a right, as a creditor, to have a probate estate opened and to search for any assets that may have been distributed to your heirs through non-probate transfers, such as beneficiary deeds, pay on death or transfer on death designations on your personal property, or assets that you may have transferred to a trust. Although the state of Missouri has a right to search for those assets to assert its lien, the likelihood that any Medicaid lien will be asserted is dependent upon many factors, such as the value of any non-probate transfers and the amount of the potential Medicaid lien. Another question I am frequently asked, can I just give my money to my kids or put my kids' names on my house while I'm alive? And that way I will not have to pay the nursing home and I can qualify for Medicaid sooner. The answer to that is an emphatic no. The rule is that you cannot give away your money or your property in order to qualify for government benefits. And if you do, you risk disqualifying yourself from any benefits in the future. There is a procedural rule that is commonly called the 5-year look-back rule. There are some technicalities involved, but basically this rule says that if you transfer your assets to another individual or entity and do not need Medicaid benefits for nursing home care for at least 5 years, then you may not be disqualified from receiving Medicaid benefits. However, the converse is also true, meaning if you transfer assets to another individual or entity for less than fair market value within 5 years of needing the Medicaid benefits for your nursing home care, you will be disqualified from receiving benefits for a period of time. The problem with this plan is that none of us know for certain that we won't need nursing home care for 5 years. We may be perfectly healthy today, but have an accident or an unexpected illness that requires long-term care tomorrow or next week. Like I mentioned, if you have transferred your money or your property for less than fair market value, you run the risk of disqualifying yourself from Medicaid eligibility to pay for the nursing home care. At that point, you may be stuck between what we call a rock and a hard place, without sufficient assets to pay for the nursing home care, but also not qualifying for Medicaid benefits to pay for that nursing home care. So, what happens to the assets of the spouse that does not need nursing home care if you're married? Well, in most states, including Missouri, you have some protections in place financially to protect the stay-at-home spouse if the other spouse needs nursing home care. This can include allowing the spouse that stays at home to retain a certain level of assets and income to ensure financial stability. Simply put, the value of the couple's assets are divided on paper, and only the spouse entering the nursing home has to spend his or her spousal share down to the $5,000 level. There are very specific rules that must be followed when applying for benefits for one spouse when the other spouse remains at home, so please seek professional advice if you have any questions. So, what can you do to prepare financially for going into the nursing home or to help your parents prepare financially? While you can't give away your property or your money or fraudulently transfer assets out of your name, there may be some things that you can do to put you in a better financial situation. First of all, the sooner you prepare, the better. If you can afford it, long-term care insurance may be a good option. The younger you are when you apply for benefits, the less expensive the insurance coverage can be. There are many variations in types and amounts of coverage, as well as some policies may have a longer waiting period, meaning that you may have to provide for several months of self-pay nursing home care before the policy kicks in. The policies may vary in how long the policy will pay for a nursing home care if you are admitted to the nursing home, and there may be varying deductibles and copays as well. While you can't improperly transfer assets, there may be some expenses that you could legitimately pay for that would reduce your liquid assets. Some of the things that come to mind are paying down your debts, making improvements to your home, or purchasing that prepaid burial plan. Remember, your home, a prepaid burial plan, and your car are excluded assets for Medicaid purposes. Depending upon your individual circumstances, there may also be some estate planning that you can do now to reduce your expenses later. Talk to a competent estate planning attorney to see if a revocable or irrevocable trust or other planning tool might work for your situation. As with many legal topics I address on this podcast, this is not a do-it-yourself project. There are many pitfalls that could inadvertently cause you or your loved ones to lose needed benefits. It's important to note that Medicaid eligibility criteria and limits may change over time. If you have concerns about paying for nursing home care, you should certainly contact an estate planning or elder law attorney familiar with the current regulations in your state for the most accurate and up-to-date information. I hope that you have found this episode helpful. As a reminder, if you hit the subscribe button, you will automatically be alerted when a new episode airs. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends and family. As always, my friends, grab a cup of coffee or your favorite latte, hold your loved ones tight, and have a great week.
This podcast episode contains general information for discussion purposes only. Each case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Missouri rules generally prohibit lawyers from advertising that they specialize in particular areas of the law. This show should not be construed to suggest such specialization. Nothing on this show should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. This information is not intended to create an attorney-client relationship, and the listening or viewing of this podcast does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.